Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Tamika Prentice, P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E. On 6/26/25, Mrs. Prentice performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to noise bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired without significant airway obstruction, period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/9/25, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bernard Griffin. This goes to the VA. On 6/26/25, Mr. Griffin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index is greater than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction without bronchoreactivity period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on same patient, Bernard Griffin. This goes to the VA. On 6/26/25, Mr. Griffin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. Period, the patient achieved 391 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%. Period, new paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Ray Scarry, S-C-E-R-R-I. And this goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 6/26/25, Mr. Scarry performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 521 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.